Indiana came in pretty low this year on a state scorecard for energy efficiency, and advocates say there are savings consumers are missing out on. Advocates say the Hoosier State is using outdated building compliance codes and that modernizing them will help the environment and reduce utility bills. The Indiana Fire Prevention and Building Safety Committee is meeting this week to consider updating those codes. Monica Canaley with the Sierra Club Hoosier chapter says the national codes are updated every 3 years, and states are encouraged to update theirs as well. But Indiana's using codes from 2009. The Hoosier State was ranked 40th for energy efficiency by the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy.
We are behind Michigan, Illinois. So when it comes to attracting jobs, attracting homeowners, we are behind when it comes to our requirements for new construction.
Canaley says updated codes help the clean energy sector. Indiana leads the Midwest in clean energy job growth, with nearly 48,000 people employed in the industry currently. Clean energy jobs grew more than 5 times faster than the overall job market in Indiana between 2015 and 2016, most of it coming from the solar industry. Canaley says having outdated codes cost people money, adding that if the 2015 regulations were adopted, a future homeowner or renter could expect to reduce energy use costs by 21% and save more than $400 per year on energy bills.
Got people struggling to pay utility bills, and if we can have our new housing stock achieve higher energy efficiency, that benefits the homeowners through the life of the home.
Keeping buildings up to code also helps keep people safe. Canaley says the energy code affects moisture management, which includes rot, mold, and mildew, indoor air quality, fire safety, extreme weather protection, and resiliency of home and buildings. It works in tandem with other model building codes to ensure safe buildings. For Public News Service, I'm Veronica Carter.